This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Julie's a retired school teacher, and she came to see me this week in the clinic. She announced that she's now drinking one drink every single night because the research suggests that she'll live longer. She wanted to know if red wine or white wine or hard liquor was medically best. To begin with, it's important to know that there are two groups who are drinking far more now than they have in the past, and those are the elderly and women. Now, perhaps this speaks to an attempt to relieve social pressure or perhaps to erase loneliness, but there is another more sinister possibility. It could be faulty data. This is where Dr. Miriam Shuckman, a psychiatrist and journalist, enters. She's just published a well-researched article in Wired that questions this conventional wisdom. I asked Miriam whether there is any truth to the benefits of regular consumption of alcohol on longevity.
There are 2 decades worth of research on that question, and it's gone back and forth. It's going back and forth right up to this minute. You know, there's been a lot of money to study this because this is something that the alcohol industry is intensely interested in. If, in fact, alcohol has benefits, and that has been so widely promoted, there's a lot of media attention to them, that the industry stands to benefit from that.
Now, part of the problem is that the research is really weak, and the methods they're using to do the studies are far less than ideal. They basically take 2 groups of people and ask half to consume alcohol every single day, and the other half to abstain. But neither group is likely to be truthful about their consumption, nor can they really be. For those with no alcohol consumption, what about birthdays or New Year's or weddings and the like? And for those that are supposed to drink regularly, what if they don't feel like drinking every day, or they drink less or more than they're asked to? This throws off the results. So even in these poorly done studies that rely on self-report, is there any benefit that alcohol can prevent heart disease or stroke?
We don't know if it's helpful, although there is data out there. There are reasons to believe it could be. We don't know. One thing people have to be aware of in 2017, that there is a link between alcohol and cancer. People didn't used to know that, and unfortunately, it doesn't look good.
So the question of whether or not it benefits the heart is unanswered. There is currently a large 6-year study being done by the National Institutes of Health. Now, it's important to note that even though the NIH is doing the study, it's still funded by industry money, meaning that there is a clear conflict of interest. However, the research methods are a bit stronger thanks to some new technology, and there are some firewalls. So the study may provide a clearer answer. However, in the meantime, what do we advise Julie, the retired school teacher, to do about whether or not she should drink every day?
You know, if you haven't started, it's not something you're already doing, I wouldn't necessarily take it up. There may be lots of other things you can do that are going to be better in terms of lowering your cardiac risk.
This is Dr. Mike with a second opinion.